Hello? Hello?
Hello. Hi, how you doing today? My name is Tony, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
Yes.
Awesome. And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Republican.
All right. And a House Bill 49 currently being considered by the Florida legislature proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in a school week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
Well, I'm an 80-year-old, so I don't have kids, but I would say no.
So you would oppose it, okay. Now, the Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names?
I would be in favor of their not being forced to release their names.
Would you be supporting it strongly or somewhat?
I think so, yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
I'm having a tough time because I'm driving at the same time.
Oh, okay.
And it's not...
Would that be very strong, your support? Or somewhat?
I'm supporting the fact that the identity of a...
crime, or a crime victim.
Of a crime. Yes, that they can be... Their personal data cannot be leased. I'm strong in it.
Okay. Now, some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names, but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names? Would you support or oppose that?
Now, I would be supporting a rule that the police officer's name cannot be released. Is that correct?
Exactly. Even if they use physical or deadly force.
I'm just not quite following this.
Okay. Some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Now, would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names, but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names?
No.
Okay, so you would oppose that, correct?
Yes, I would.
And would you strongly oppose it or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right, or low?
I would say a little high.
Okay. In terms of providing public services, do you feel state and local government in Florida spend tax revenue in a relatively wasteful manner or efficient manner?
I'd obviously be opposed to my taxes being spent on other than what they're listed as, and
okay.
that they're
now,
in any wasteful effort.
Do you think
any
that?
Way, oh, go ahead.
Do you think that the state and local government in Florida spend tax revenue wastefully or efficiently?
Wisely.
Wastefully? Wasteful?
Wisely.
Oh, efficient. Okay. And a shortage of veterinarians has made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Would you support or oppose state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment? Would you support or oppose?
Now, who is it that would stand in the position of a state officer? Did you say they're firemen?
No, veterinarians. Because a shortage of veterinarians has made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care. Would you support or oppose a state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment?
I would support that.
The cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of reach of many pet owners. Would you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals?
I would support.
Telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night and on the weekends when most clinics are closed. Telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine?
Use what medicine?
Telemedicine. That they can get, through the video, medicine. Like, instead of going to the hospital with the pets.
I would say yes, I would support that.
Okay. Now, veterinary PA are like a physician's assistant trained to support veterinarians. Now, would you support or oppose a state law establishing the veterinary professional associate profession enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary care to perform routine checkups, diagnosis, procedures, and treatments while under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian. Would you support or oppose?
I would support using the assistance, having the authority to administer veterinarian services.
Now, do you believe a state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspaper on a regular basis? Should or they should not?
I can't quite follow you, but it's getting difficult because I'm in a busy portion of driving here.
I understand, sir. So this is going to be very brief. Okay, the next battery of questions, we're almost done, okay? The next battery of questions, I need you to answer should or should not. Let me just be very brief, okay? Do you believe a state and local governments should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspapers on a regular basis? Should or should not?
I can't answer that. I've got too much on my hands right now.
How likely do you think you would be to seek out public notices if they were posted on a government website and not available in a printed or online newspaper? Would you be very likely to seek out public notices, very unlikely to seek out public notices if they were posted on a government website?
I'm sorry, I've got to end this discussion.
All right, let me call you back, okay? Very sorry to bother you. Thank you very much.